The final concept I'm going to include on the precision language is something I call language softeners. Language softeners are phrases like perhaps, maybe, you might, could, I'm not sure if, which you can put in the head or in the middle of a sentence, particularly an instruction, in order to soften the impact a little bit. A lot of people don't like to be told what to do. You may say to someone, open the door, close the door. But that can seem like a very harsh command, a very direct sort of way of expressing yourself. And by the way, those things are very, very effective and have their right place as well. But sometimes, especially with a personality type that hates authority or doesn't like to be told what to do as much, you can have to couch it in a way that they can find more acceptable. Instead of saying, close the door, you might say, perhaps you could close your door in a moment. Notice how that softened the whole frame. The instruction is still there, but it comes across more gently and it'll lessen your face. Now, mundane examples would be things like, instead of open the window, could you open the window? Now, when it comes to hypnosis, there's a specific use that language softeners can be used for, which makes it more powerful again. In hypnosis, often you're going to ask people to do certain things internally, for example, imagine a certain scene, feel a certain sensation. The problem, of course, is if you say to someone, feel yourself getting more comfortable, a direct instruction, and for some reason they don't experience that comfort straight away, you may begin to lose some of that hypnotic rapport we talked about before because the instructions and their reality don't match. In other words, they begin to lose faith in the hypnotist. It's a very bad thing to happen. So one way to counter that is to begin to give them choices which are instructions and at the same time are soft enough so they don't have to happen straight away. For example, instead of imagine yourself in a relaxed bed where they might say no, you say you could imagine yourself in a relaxed bed. Now you can't argue with that because yes, they could imagine themselves. Whether they do it or not is irrelevant. Some people at that point will imagine themselves in a relaxed bed. Others may not do so, but you still haven't broken the flow of ideas because they still have to say yes to that. It is still part of the yes set that we talked about before. So this is a very powerful way of introducing new ideas to someone without them necessarily resisting it, particularly if you want them to go into new directions, into something that they haven't previously experienced before. Now, a word of caution. Although Ericksonian hypnosis, indirect hypnosis, which conversational hypnosis was born out of, is renowned for being soft in its language in that way, giving lots of options to people. Please remember this, Milton Erickson himself, the very person that created that entire branch of hypnosis, is a person that trained as a classical hypnotist and still would use very direct suggestions when the time was right. So it's still very much a sense of gut feeling, a sense of understanding what point you're at with this particular person in front of you to know when it's time to be a little soft and when it's time to be very, very direct. The rule of thumb again is, the more someone is in trance, the more direct you can be with them. The more someone's outside of trance, the more indirect you become in order to, or the softer you become, in order to not activate resistance from the critical factor.